Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Well, we had another crazy day in the grain futures. There's been a lot of action in the September versus December corn, September versus March corn, and then same in the beans and wheat. And the reason why is it's first notice day tomorrow, so there's a lot of these commercial grain traders moving those hedges around, and then some people making delivery, and that's mixing the markets up pretty good. We also have a long three-day weekend as the markets are going to be closed Monday, so people are trading and positioning in front of that. And then in being a weather market here and the hot forecast for over the next couple days, it's really going to be a big deal on what happens on Monday night when it opens. Because they have a heat ridge that's supposed to break down Saturday night and Sunday morning, which should bring rain. But we'll see, and we'll trade that Monday night, and just about anything's on the table in terms of weather. If we look at the global situation here, we have some positive data. We have first-time jobless claims helping the market out, and then better-than-expected second-quarter GDP also helping the market. And that pushed the dollar up, and then that's pressuring the grains just a little bit. We had funds today being net sellers of the grain. They sold a little corn, a little beans, a little wheat, nothing really large in terms of what we have been seeing, but they were sellers.
We'll have more with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what are some of the trends the market will be looking at?
But back to what the weather is forecasted to do. It's supposed to cool down and bring that rainfall. They're looking for about 85% coverage of a half inch or more for the Midwest. So that'll help us a little bit. But this morning's drought monitor said that 25% of the Midwest was in at least moderate drought, which was only 8% last week. So things are getting worse. If you look at Iowa, which is a big corn and soybean state, there's 60% in the moderate drought stage. You're 35 last week. So things aren't looking good, and they really need that rain. If you look at Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas for where they're going to plant that wheat here in the next couple months, things are really better than they were last year. Are they great? No, but they are better and actually could improve here over the next couple days. Today, the wheat futures were under pressure here. Now, we were down about 7 cents in the Kansas City wheat, and those markets, Kansas City and Chicago both, in the December contracts appear to be anyway, still in the downtrend. If you look at the July 14 contracts, which is the wheat we're about to plant, July 14 was at 704.5, down 8.75. It's been at that $7 level for about a month now. So that's kind of an interesting level to see if it goes through that. Corn and beans, corn was down 7 and 7, up a penny in anything farther out. And then beans were down about 3 to 7.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Looking at the numbers from today, August live cattle were up 25 cents at 123.55. August feeders up 32 at 155.05. October lean hogs gained $1.27 on the day at 87.32. Kansas City September wheat down 5.25 at 701. Chicago September corn down 7 cents. cents at 497 and a quarter, and September soybeans were down 3 cents at 1430. October cotton was down 41 points today at 83.60. That's a look at your closing markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.